Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. Today is Monday, February 5th, 2024. Here we are by the Southern District of New York Courthouse, Federal Plaza down the way. Now, what can we say? We're still waiting on the other side of Foley Square for the promised decision of Judge Engoron in the Trump civil fraud trial with Letitia James. But even absent that, today there's a showdown in a related Biden case, Biden-related case. Yes, Amy Harris, who was indicted for taking the diary of Ashley Biden from a Florida rental, was set to be sentenced. She's been set a number of times, but she was set last week. She was down in Florida. She said she couldn't come. She asked for a passport back to fly. Then she said that she'd gone to Helix Urgent Care and wouldn't be allowed to travel. The judge has sort of set a deadline and said that she should take the bus or train. I don't think she's gotten on the train because on Saturday she turned in the Helix information under seal. So the showdown will be this afternoon, and we'll see what some are saying that the marshals are going to be ordered. It's important to note this. DOJ, after all this hoopla, has only asked for 6 months, I say only, but home detention, which also means you can go out and work and all other things. So it's a very strange case, but it's one that we'll be covering today without fail. Also, of course, on kind of a larger picture, this week, arguments in the Supreme Court that we're going to be covering. In Trump, Colorado, and the various states in which he may be taken off the ballot. But here in Southern District of New York, today was supposed to be the beginning of the Honduras president's case for narco-trafficking. It got delayed till next Monday. On Friday, Pineda, one of his co-defendants, pled guilty. So one of the arguments about severing the cases is gone. But it seems that the case will start on the 12th, even though his newly appointed backup lawyer has asked for an additional period of time to prepare for trial. So we'll have to see on that. I'm going to kind of wrap it up here. The Hamas-related October 7th case against Binance and Iran and Syria has now, the first conference has been set, and it's set for July 2nd, 2024. No sense of urgency. Kind of like the UN, which has accomplished absolutely nothing on Gaza and Ukraine. I'll say it again. There's many things that it's a conclusion that can't be escaped. We reported it right from this corner on Friday, and we reported it again. The UN is an absolute failure. They also banned the press that reports on that, and we're going to keep pushing until we get back in. But now, into the court. To be continued.